Okay, this is our annual opportunity to really feel stupid.
Oh, I'm glad we only do that once a year.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. We're dialing it back.
Yeah, yeah. We are, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
I don't fit in there.
Yeah. So, no, it's the Scripps-Howard National Spelling Bee.
Oh.
Begins tomorrow. And again this year, as we had hoped, ESPN will be carrying the bone-crushing action. It'll be on ESPN 3.
Is that what your script said?
That's
the
bone-crushing action. Yeah. The prelims start at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Hey, we may need to have the pregame show on. Do you think they have a pregame show for this?
Sure.
Semifinals will be on Thursday. The finals already set for 7 p.m. on Thursday, May the 31st. Now, here's the problem is they start at 9 in the morning Thursday. That's when the semis are. And then they have the finalists come back, you know, on the Thursday night. So it's kind of like a spelling doubleheader.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know who does color on this.
Erin Andrews has been on it in the past.
Well,
she's been sort of out in the audience talking to people and stuff like that.
Well,
she's
talking,
like the sideline reporter
talking to spotty-faced boys and stuff like that.
Now, who's
I love watching you.
Who's the reader? Do we know who the reader is?
You know, it's been the same guy for years. Okay. I don't know his name.
And now let's introduce him once again. The same guy for years.
Some professor at some place.
This year there are 278 spellers from 50 U.S. American states, the District of Columbia, American Samoa, Guam, yada, yada, yada. B-Week 2012 marks the first visit to the nation's capital for 93 of the spellers. The youngest, and there are feature stories all over about her, Lori Ann Madison. She's from Woodbridge, Virginia, so she doesn't have to. I mean, Mama will probably drive her in this morning or tomorrow. 6 years old. 6 years old.
Show off.
Yeah. The spellers range in age from 6 to 15, but 84% are between the ages of 12 and 14. Again, the spotty faced. Hello, Miss Andrews. This year's group of competitors, 48.
That, or, you know, there's a good percentage of them that are just insufferable.
Yeah, that too. 48.9% are boys, 51.1% are girls. 20 spellers have at least one relative who has competed in previous national finals. So this is going to be like a horse race.
Well, we got a bloodline here that seems to indicate this young lady did do pretty well. Her great-grandfather was in there a few years ago.
Really?
Is that, hey, what? Bloodlines? Isn't that what we're talking about here?
I guess so.
She's the thoroughbred. That filly can spell. I'm telling you.
We're going to start measuring by hand.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Coming out of gate one.
Yeah, till she got caught on that five-syllable word, I thought she was a one.
She lost it on onomatopoeia.
That's right.
Now
she's lame.
And again.
Yeah, all right. Y'all might want to turn your head and not watch this.
Now, do you think they talk smack? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, there's a good percentage of them that are just insufferable.
You think they just walk by in the hall of the hotel and one of them says a word to the other one? He goes, "Oh my God, am I going to get that word?"
Yeah.
No, no.
You know.
Playing mind games. Well, anyway,
I want to see the birth certificate on the 6 year old.
Yeah, exactly. That's you're right. Yeah. We need to check into that. Next thing you know, we'll have some sort of controversy. Trying to have some sort of controversy here. All right, well, see how that works. Well, so Roy Hickman joins us this morning. How are you today?
I don't feel comfortable following a spelling bee.
Once again, we're not going to ask you to spell. We're not going to do that. And you know, the thing that's nice is Chase is by far the best speller of the three of us.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe that puts some sort of internal pressure on him, some self-induced pressure. I have no pressure at all. I can't spell worth a damn. And so as a result, that's fine. Yeah. A spell checker was made for me.
And we never argue with spell checkers.
Yeah, no, we don't.
I take great pride in being a good speller.
And you should. As well, you should. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, I type in whatever and on Google, and how many times do I get, did you mean?
Mm. Yeah, right.
That's what I mean.
And I can't trust spell checker because, you know, it messes you up. You end up with, you wanted to put can't and you put can. There's a heck of a lot of difference
between those two words.
So you do need to read it after all. Okay, so what do you bring us today?
Well, we've got a number of things coming up. We've got a pretty light week this week, fortunately, but next week on Wednesday, June the 6th, we will be out at the Newman 10 Business Performance Award and celebrating with Brian Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
This will be Wednesday the 6th from 12 to 1:30 at the College Station Hilton. And if you would like to join us that day, get in touch with Reba Ragsdale and or someone at the Bryan Rotary, and they'll be glad to take care of that for you. Now, the next day, the Chamber has a luncheon. That's Thursday, June the 7th. Ours will be over at Briarcrest Country Club. This is just a normal luncheon for us. It's sponsored by our Leadership Brazos Alumni Association, and we'll talk a little bit about leadership that day. It's open to all of our members, and actually we'd extend an invitation to someone who's not a member but would like to learn more about us. Tickets are $20, and you can find out more about that by going to www.bcschamber.org. Or you can give us a call at 260-5200. Man, how many times have I said that?
I was going to say, well, if you stop.
Well, I thought, you got me all messed up with a spelling.
That's
how
it.
Do I spell 260-5200?
There you are. Yeah.
Anyway, again, that's Thursday, June the 7th, 11:45 to 1 at Briarcrest Country Club. Also, on the evening of June the 7th, you'll get a chance to come out and celebrate with International Eye Care, Laser, and Lifestyle Center at a deluxe ribbon cutting. This will be 4:30 to 5:30. They are located on 1101 University Drive, Suite 104. And I've been over there. You'll be very impressed with the facility there. It's a deluxe ribbon cutting. It is open to the public. So I invite you to come out. There's no charge. It'll be from 4:30 to 5:30 on June the 7th. Our business after hours in June is on Thursday, June the 21st. It'll begin at 5:30, end at our normal 7 o'clock time. It's sponsored by Godfrey Construction, and we're going to actually have this over at 21 Gramercy Park in College Station. So please come out and join us on Thursday, June 21st. That is open. That is a no-charge event as well, and it is open to the public. We have a ribbon cutting today at 4:30. I'm showing here. I thought my calendar said 11:30. Give us a call at 260-5200.
Okay.
But it's Office Max over on South Texas Avenue. We have one tomorrow at Carnston's Business Park and Storage Center. That's on Elmer Whedon and College Station.
I think somebody in my house said it is 11:30.
11:30,
okay.
Yeah, somebody you
right.
live with.
Yeah,
well, that's
yeah.
what I have on my calendar.
Yeah.
I was looking at the radio notes. So let's say 11:30
okay.
if someone
right.
from your house said that.
Okay.
I work for that person. So. And then tomorrow at 4:30 is Carnston Business Park and Storage Center. And then on Thursday, College Depot. This is 2410 South College, South Texas Avenue at 11:30. So we've got a busy week of ribbon cuttings, and our Platinum Member Spotlight is on the Eagle this week. As always, it's great to be with you and the Infomaniacs, and
your website says 11:30. So
okay, thank you for checking
that
for me.
That's probably done
yeah,
for you. Okay,
11:30.
11:30. It shall be.
Okay, so right, don't show up at 4:30 because they'll tell you you missed it.
That's it. All right, good. Roy Hickman okay. from the Chamber joins us on Tuesday.
Appreciate the help.
You
Scott.
Bet. I absolutely. And Leah's here this morning from the Animal Shelter. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. What's happening at the world of kittens and puppies? Oh my!
Oh yes. Oh my! Is we have so many, and it's there's something for everybody because we have so many little critters and we have sorry.
So, that's okay. Royce knocked the headphones down and they went bouncing across the floor, but we're good. Anyway, so go ahead.
Anyhow,
lots of little kittens and puppies. Puppies
and kittens. We have kittens that have come back from foster care, so we have plenty of them. Some very unique. I mean, they're considered brown tabbies, but I'm not going to doubt that there's some, like, little Bengal markings in
oh,
there.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. So very interesting look,
yes,
huh?
Yes, adorable kittens there. And puppies for everybody, dogs for everybody. I mean, when we've got, with the holiday weekend, we get a lot more in just because we weren't open yesterday.
Sure.
So if you're missing your pet, come on by. But if you're looking to adopt, great opportunities to come by and adopt something. We're open weekdays 11 to 6. And today, we hope you'll come out to Village Cafe. We're doing a profit share with them in memory of Joanne McLaughlin. So hope you'll come out to Village Cafe in downtown Bryan. And if there's anybody out there that, you know, might have an extra Bissell steam sweep mop.
Okay, all right. Yeah. If somebody was thinking about that, right?
You know, they're only like $100. So, you know, if we're looking for a donation as well.
Okay.
It works really well on some of our hard surfaces because
mm-hmm.
It sweeps, it vacuums up, and it steams.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
I'll probably post what that specifically is.
I was going to say,
or
you can call the shelter
on.
And
yeah, and so forth. So come by. We're, like I said, we're getting plenty of kittens and puppies in. And if you're looking for a pet, I mean, we all have tons of them right now. So Xavier was getting more crates out of storage yesterday to okay. put in the aisleways. So
right.
Come by. Open again, 11 to 6, and Saturdays, 11 to 3.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with folks in the shelter on Tuesdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. If you have cataract or need vision correction, call today at 776-7564.